what I want to speak on is being spiritual and staying in the truth. I've often prayed that we as young people would stay in the truth and grow spiritually, because I want to see all of you guys here 10 years from now.
Right.
Yeah. I know it's been said a lot of times, Sunday school teachers told you that. They'll tell you, you know, kids in their class to go through the book and read them, kids they had in Sunday school that are no longer here.
Right.
And that's my burden tonight, is that we'll all be here on down the road,
amen,
even stronger than now.
Right.
And whenever TJ, it's been about, I think, 4 years, TJ came and we started sitting down there in the front. He asked me to sit down there in front with him. And I used to pray every night for each one of them guys that we'd still be here. So far, we're all here still.
Amen.
And I want to keep it that way. I've seen a lot of times there have been many young people that's had a good relationship. They've lost out with God. Either whenever they got jobs, they moved out of the house. They may come for a while, but then they get caught up in the worldly things. They're no longer here. I want us all to still be here on down the road. And we need to be careful about jobs we choose, if they're keeping us out of service,
right,
if we can help it. We want to be in all the services we can. And that can cause ones to lose out.
True.
It'll cause them to lose the love and joy once had. And I want to say we all need to pray that God will help us to have greater love and joy for the truth. It's very easy to take for granted the truth we hear preached, but we need to be careful that we don't get gospel hardened and lose our love. And I want to turn to Hebrews 2 and 1. You want to read that for me, Silas?
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
We've got to be careful whenever we hear something preached that we don't just let it go in one ear, not the other, and forget about it. We need to listen and heed it right away, or else it's very easy to forget.
Right.
It's important to take heed right away. It's easy to become careless and get lukewarm. Whenever you become careless, it's very easy to just let things slip. You just go on, say, oh, well, and you forget about it. You don't really take much thought. Now, I want to talk about the main thing we need to do to stay spiritual, grow spiritually, and stay in the truth. The first thing, the key to really growing, is reading the Bible and praying on a regular basis. Turn to James 4 and 8. You ready, Paul?
Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
In the beginning that says, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. That's how we draw nigh to God, is through our reading and praying. I know it's not always easy to do. You get tired, start falling asleep, trying to read, trying to pray. And it can be hard to do sometimes. But we got to put the flesh under and press on. That's exactly what the devil wants us to do, is to get us tired. And then we become careless and say, well, that was good enough. Read a few scriptures, don't really get anything out of it. But we need to do our best to press on. Even if it seems like, you know, maybe it doesn't seem like you're getting much out of it, we got to press on and keep at it. Even if, you know, I know you've all heard it often said that when you don't feel like praying, just pray, whether you feel like it or not. In the Phil, whenever I was in Phil in Joel's class, he told us once, he said that it's like eating a meal. You may not remember what you ate. If few days later, but it strengthens you for that day.
Right.
It helps you for that day.
Right.
You know, and there are those times, keep pressing on, it'll seem like some days, just right there, so easy to read. God just reveals things right to you, and it all comes out very clear. And those times are good, when it's really easy to pray and read. And you never know when God might be right there on those days. We need to be diligent in prayer and reading.
Right.
And we know the devil's a liar. Don't let him get you to thinking that you're not getting anything out of it if you're really trying and putting effort into it. And God is pleased when we put the effort forth. Now, next thing I want to talk about is one of the most important things, another very important thing as young people, is obey your parents.
True.
And this goes for me. I got this before you guys did, whenever I was studying. And this goes just as much for me as any of you. I'm in the same boat as you guys.
Right.
I want to turn to Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Read it, Colton. 1-3. Ephesians 6, 1-3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of the promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long with them.
We need to obey our parents. It says right there that you'll have a blessed life. If you want a blessed life, you need to obey your parents.
Right.
And that says that's his first commandment with promise. The promise is that you'll have long life.
Right.
Now, long life may not be real long. It all depends on how it's interpreted. But you'll have a blessed life.
Amen.
If you obey your parents, then on down the road, he'll help you with your needs. Part of that says, in the third verse, that it may be well with thee. He'll help you in your life. All of us here are blessed to have the parents that we have. You know, there's not very many parents in this world that have raised us or their children like we have been raised. So that's not taken for granted. So be careful how we treat them. Let's be respectful. If we go somewhere, let's let them know where we're going and what we're doing. Because that you can really hurt your parents if you just leave whenever you want. Don't let them know where you're going or what you're doing. And if they try to get a hold of you, you know, just turn your phone off or whatever. I've seen that happen. And it's not fun watching your parents suffer. We shouldn't be doing secret things behind their back. My mom always told me, be sure your sins will find you out. You know, whenever I was younger, I wasn't very good. I used to get in quite a bit of trouble. And every time she would say that, my heart would just prick. Whenever she would say that, because I knew I'd done something wrong. And that it really had an effect on me. But the reason I have made it to where I am now, it's because my parents have corrected me that way. Okay, let's read Proverbs 22 and 1. You want to read, Andy?
Yeah. The good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold.
My mom, she always used to tell us this too. She'd always use the example that if a lot of us always ask if we go over to a friend's house on Sunday afternoon or spend the night with them. And my mom would always say, you don't want their parents to say, well, I don't want them spending the night here. They're not respectful. They don't behave. She said, you want them to say, well, yeah, I like having them over. I'll be glad to have them come over. She used to tell us that all the time. And I thank the Lord for that. That really helped me. You know, that really, whoever you are respectful, that reflects what your parents are teaching you. Because I know each of our parents in here have taught us that. And we have no excuse for doing something wrong, because we all have been raised right. So let's be respectful and honor our parents, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take being respectful to grow spiritually. Stay true. Now I want to talk about friends. Choosing the friends can be very important, staying spiritual. If your friends aren't spiritual, they can hinder your relationship with God. The Bible tells us to be careful with the company we keep. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. If we really desire to be spiritual, then why hang out with people that don't have the same interests? Now, I'm not saying you don't have to be their friend, but we shouldn't be hanging out and doing the things they're doing if they don't have that same desire. Because
right.
They can get us in serious trouble. We hang out with a long crowd long enough, they get us into trouble with the law. And, you know, not only law, but in trouble with God, and that's the worst. We need to be careful the environment we put ourselves into with the friends we choose. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, I have friends that are saved, aren't living right, but that doesn't mean I go out, hang out with them, do the things they do. We need to be careful of that. We shouldn't act different around them as we do our spiritual friends. And also, next thing, I want to talk about music. You know, you've all heard the statement, you are what you eat. If you're always listening to music that is just not good, then that may be what you become. So we need to be careful of that. It can really hinder your relationship with God. Ungodly music can cause your mind to be filled with garbage. You can't even read or think on the things of God like you want to.
Right.
You know, I've had that happen to me. You have a song stuck in your head, and you know, maybe not a good song that you heard, and it can really hinder you. I found it's a lot easier if you listen to church songs, CDs, as much as possible. It really can encourage you and help you whenever you're trying to meditate or think on things of God. Now, I'm not saying all music is bad. I like to listen to some of the old country songs, but if a song comes on, you know, talking about drinking, partying, I just turn it on because it doesn't pertain to me. That's what I'm really getting at. If you're listening to a song that doesn't pertain to you, then why listen to it?
Right. Sure.
Now, if you can't relate with that song and you don't agree with that song, maybe you just like the tune of it. I don't care what the tune is. If the words don't relate with us, I don't want to listen to it.
Right.
It doesn't relate to me. What good? It's not doing you any good if you don't relate, can't relate with it.
Amen.
So just be careful about music we listen to, and the same goes for movies. Let's be careful of the movies we watch.
Sure.
Now we've got to flee temptation. If we're being tempted, I found the best way to flee is to sing a song or think on a scripture. Usually singing a song is the easiest. You know, we all know plenty of songs to think of. Just start singing. Before you know it, you can get your mind off of whatever the devil's tempting you with, and you'll forget that he was even there tempting you. And you'll be encouraged that you got the victory. You know, maybe come out with the victory from a temptation. It's a whole lot more rewarding than if you fall into it. There's rewards that aren't good. I was reading in Brother Wilson's book on prayer, and he said in there, made a statement: if you're thinking on something you can't have, or if you can't have something, then don't think on it.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we want something, we think on it, and that causes us to want to go through with it. If you keep your mind off of it, it's a whole lot easier to stay away. Let's go to James 4 and 7. Can you read that, Mason?
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
If you resist the devil, he'll flee. If, you know, like I said, you sing a song, he'll flee. You know, the devil, he don't want to stay around whenever you're singing a song about God. Like, you know, it's like, sing that song, I got the devil on the run. Just sing that. Believe me, he'll go running. He don't want to. He can't stay around when you pray. Start praying.
Right, it's true.
There's a song that says that. I can't remember the name of it, but he'll leave if you start praying. He won't stick around long. Now we need to be careful that we don't put ourselves in a place to be tempted. Now if you put yourself in a place to be tempted, then you try to run to God, he's not going to be there to help you if you purposely put yourself there, and then you expect him to help you not to be tempted. And we need to be careful that. Let's turn to Proverbs 14:14-15. We read that, Brother Chris.
14:15?
Yeah.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it, pass away.
That's what you got to do. If you don't want to be tempted, don't go by the things you're tempted with. Stay completely away from them, because they'll get you. If you keep hanging around them, you know you're tempted with that thing, it'll get you. It's a whole lot easier just to, you know, you'll have regrets after that. If that can't get you, you'll be so mad at yourself later on. And it's hard to forgive yourself. Just be careful about that. If you're always tempted to buy tools that you don't need, or you don't have the money for, and you're always going to Sears or Home Depot, and you're looking around in there, looking at all these tools, and you end up buying something, you won't be happy with yourself later on when the bill comes and you can't afford it. You know, it's the same thing. If we're tempted with something, and let's not hang around. You've got to do the best. We got to do the best we can. You know, certainly, there's times you'll be tempted, and you can't. I mean, you can't help it. Sometimes things come up, and it's nothing in your power to stay away. Maybe on the job, or something, or at school. But we gotta do our best to stay away from things we know to tempt us, if we can, if it's in our power. But if it ain't, God, he'll be right there to help us. But I believe if we put ourselves in it, on purpose, in that environment, he won't be right there to help us when we call on him. Lastly, I just want to encourage us to help each other. It's important to stay together in this Christian race. When I was in 8th grade, my history teacher, he told us that they'd done this study, that if we were all stranded somewhere, we would all try, most likely, to make it on our own, be independent, and stay away from everybody else. But it's been proven that if everybody works together, you have a much higher chance of survival. If everybody tried to survive on their own. The same goes for us as young people. As young people's group, let's strive to work together and grow spiritually. So we need each other. If we're all independent and try to make it on our own, then most likely not many of us will still be here later on. We're living for God. Let's pray that God will give us the right jobs, right companions. You know, if you're going to college, then he'll direct you to know where to go to college. He has a plan for each of our lives. My desire is to let God lead my life. I want him to be able to fulfill the plan he has for my life, not only for me, but for each of us. Let's strive to draw closer to God and encourage each other to be spiritual young people One of these days, we're going to have to fill the shoes of pastors, Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, and other positions in the church. So let's strive to be a spiritual youth group.
Right.
So the church can keep marching on as in past years.
Amen.
Now I want to read Proverbs chapter 3 before I close, and I'll have one more scripture after that. I was reading it and it really encouraged me last night. I thought it kind of wrapped everything up, kind of went out to all groups, not just young people, but even whenever you go on, get married, whatever. It just kind of wraps everything together. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." And right there, I kind of thought of, whenever I read that, it's talking about honor the Lord with your substance. The first fruits of all thine increase, he'll bless you if you do that.
True.
He'll bless you. And I kind of thought of that scripture that talked about, if you obey your parents, it'll be well with you. "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." I think I'm going to stop right there. Now, I want to read my favorite scripture before I close. And it's found in Proverbs 4 and 23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And that's the main thing. Whatever's in your heart, that's what's going to be. That's what's going to come out. You know, I looked up the word issues. It means to issue something, like to publish or to bring out. You know, whether it's your will or God's will, let's strive to have God's will in our heart.
Right.
Now, you guys are probably wondering what you got those papers for. Now, we've done this. Some of you probably remember. We've done this like 4 years ago, I think, on New Year's Eve party. Sister Carter had passed out all the names of the young people. I want us each to take a special burden for that person you got a name for. Not, you know, pray for the youth group as a whole. Let's especially pray for that one.
Right.
And if you see, you know, maybe somebody wasn't here, if you see them, pray for them.
Right.
That's how, praying for each other, that's how we're going to become stronger.
Amen.
That's all I've got.
Amen.